Welcome back, everyone. Praise God. Hey, we've been discussing some incredible nuggets, what we call fasting nuggets. We've been talking about faith, feeding our faith, got faith. But last time, I was talking a little bit about fear. And that's one of the most important subjects that we can discuss. Listen, I want you to be rooted and grounded in faith so that fear doesn't have a chance. When fear tries to call your name or knocks on your door, guess who's going to answer? Faith is going to answer the door. Praise God. I want to talk to you today about do not feed your fears. You remember those signs in the park or the zoo where it says, do not feed the bears, do not feed this, do not feed that? Well, that's a great sign for us, a great statement. Do not feed the fears. Whatever you do, don't do it. Listen to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if God has not given us a spirit of fear, then where does the spirit of fear come from? You know it comes from the kingdom of darkness. It comes from the devil and his organization. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what has God given us? Listen to this. But power and love and a sound mind. Praise God. Because we have the mind of Christ. He's given you power. He's given you all power over the power of the enemy. He's given you all power over the power of every circumstance, every situation, every problem that comes. He's given you power. The power of the name of Jesus. The power of His Word. The power of His Word is the sword of the Spirit. The power of prayer. The power of declaration. The power of speaking your faith, the power of speaking to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. But you're the ones responsible for that. When we start doing what God tells us to do, God's power is activated. God backs it up. The Bible says in Jeremiah, He watches over His Word to perform it. So it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Did you know that fear feeds itself? It's true. Fear is literally contagious and it is viral. Every teeny drop of fear will get several negative emotions going on the inside of you. In other words, fear will give birth to babies. And fear, that's the babies carry the DNA of fear. What are those? Well, here's just a few. Negative emotions are worry, mistrust, insecurity, and so on and so on. What does fear do? Fear tries to pose as truth by weaving all kinds of negative thoughts and feelings together to make a case for itself. In other words, this is the reason God said this. He said, cast all of your care upon me, upon Him. You were not created to carry care. The burden of care. Because the cares of this life will come in and choke the word out. That's what Jesus said in Mark, the fourth chapter. Sower sows the word. So you're not equipped to carry that. You're equipped to fight it. You're equipped to stand in faith. You're equipped to stand strong. But don't carry that. The Bible says cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Be cautious at all times because your enemy, the devil, roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Who is he going to devour? He's going to devour people that are not operating in faith. He's going to devour people that are operating in fear, that give way to fear, to give in to fear. You don't give in to fear. Listen to what Job, the third chapter, verse 25 says. The worst of my fears has come true. What I've dreaded most has happened. Today, are you in fear? Or you're in faith? That's the reason that on our website, we have the podcast with my notes on those podcasts where you can study the Word, listen to the Word, study the Word. That's how I got where I am today. Over right at 50 years of walking by faith is by the notes, by listening to tapes. Listen to them, study them, and do what it says, and cast fear out. You have authority over fear. Listen, don't give fear 1 ounce. Cast it out. Cast down doubt. Cast down belief. Don't allow the things that you fear come upon you. Let the promises of God come upon you today by faith. God bless you.